Our first speaker this morning, Pastor Tom Harding, Zebulun Baptist Church. I've looked forward to this message this morning. Tom says he'd been awake preaching it to himself for 12 hours, so he's warmed up. But I've looked forward to this. I like listening to a man preach when I know he wants me to believe what he's saying. I thoroughly enjoy that. But you're preaching, Tom. You come preach the message God's laid on your heart. Don't look at the clock. Just preach the message God gives you.
Well, good morning. Truly my privilege to be with you. Always good to come back to Ashland. I consider this my second home. When we came here many years ago, the Lord brought us here for one reason. One reason. To hear the gospel. To hear the gospel. Take your Bible, please, and turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 39. Psalm 37, 39. I love that word, but. Be you too, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. That means God is a God of salvation of his people. Those who are righteous are those who are justified in the Lord Jesus Christ by his blood. But the salvation of God's elect, his people, salvation is of the Lord. Now, I need salvation. You know why I need salvation? I'm a sinner. This great sinner, I used to say this great sinner needs a great Savior, but I changed that a little bit. This great sinner needs a greater Savior. The only Savior that God has provided. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. He is the strength of our salvation. The strength of our righteousness. In the time of trouble. When is that? All the time. I'm in trouble all the time. I need His mercy. I need His mercy daily. Thank God the Word says, and His mercies are new every morning. They do not fail. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. That's those righteous people. The Lord shall help them and he shall deliver them. He is called the deliverer. He shall deliver them and shall deliver them from the wicked. And the salvation that is of the Lord, he will save them. I think of that scripture over in, I believe it's Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 7. Where it says that he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Lord has a covenant people, covenant children. He chose them, redeemed them, justified them, and calls them with the gospel. And the result of all that is they trust him. They trust in him. We have no confidence in the flesh. We are the true Israel, which worship God in the Spirit, that rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have, what's that word? No confidence in the flesh. It's hard for me to get everybody. I'm used to going right here, but this crowd is so spread out. You'll forgive me if I don't, I like to make contact. I like to communicate. That's what preaching is communicating. If you're not communicating, as our dear brother Henry used to tell us, you're not preaching. Not preaching. So the title and subject of my message is salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Not some of it, all of it. Entirely, completely, salvation's all of God. Man contributes nothing. Because he is a nothing. Man in his best state is altogether vanity. Man contributes nothing to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. nor to the salvation of sinners. Man contributes no part, nothing, nothing at all. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the power of God unto salvation. That's why salvation is of the Lord. You remember the scripture from Romans 1, where Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew or to the Gentile. Therein is that righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, salvation. This came to me about 1-2 o'clock in the morning, as I was been preaching this message for the last 12 hours to myself, and it's just a delightful thing to think about. Look at, if we just look at those words, salvation. What is it? What is salvation? What is salvation? Well, to me, as the scripture describes it here, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. Salvation is a deliverance. It's a deliberate deliverance of God. He never saves sinners by accident. Always by purpose. Salvation is a deliverance. Over in Romans 11, don't turn to this because you're familiar with it. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the, capital D, deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That's all the Israel of God, all the elect of God. I'm not talking about that Jewish nation. For this is my covenant unto them. That's that them again. When I shall take away their sin. Sin's pretty hard to put away. The blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. It took the blood of God himself to put away our sin. So salvation is a deliverance. Deliverance from the power of sin to condemn. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also ever lived to intercede for us. Salvation is the deliverance from the power of sin to condemn and from the guilt of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin. Thank God. All our sin. I have a lot of them. But I can rest in Him, knowing His blood puts away all the sin of God's covenant children. So salvation, we can just camp on that word right there. Salvation. And then the next word that I'm going to use here, where it says salvation is of the Lord. In other places in the scripture, Jonah said that salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is. You know why salvation is? Because God is. That's why. Because God is. He is everything. From eternity to eternity, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Salvation is because God is God. I like that definition. God is God over all things. Of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Salvation is because God is. God is love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. And that He sent His Son to be the propitiation, the sacrifice that makes complete satisfaction to God's law and justice for us. God is love. Salvation is because God is God. Salvation is because God is love. Salvation is because God is good. He's good. He's good to His people. Oh, the goodness of God. the goodness and long-suffering of our great God. He's good. Everything about Him is good. And then salvation is because God is merciful. God is merciful. And thank God that He delights to show mercy. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy according to His purpose and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist said in Psalm 62, if you want to take a peek with me, you can, but if not, salvation is in Psalm 62. I call this the only psalm, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is. God is. He is. I am that I am. God is a refuge for us. So salvation, what is it? It's deliverance. Salvation is because God is. God purposed it from all eternity to save a people. Save a people for His own glory. And then salvation is, the next word, of. Salvation is of the Lord. That means it originates with Him. It's in His planning. It's in His purpose. It's in His will. Everything that has to do with our salvation is determined and dependent and accomplished by our great, and I love the way the scriptures talk about God, our Savior. He's God, our Savior, and He's my Savior. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I take that personal. I hope you do too. I hope you can say in your heart, from the depth of your heart, and cry out in your heart, God is my light. And my salvation, I don't care what it is to the rest of this world. They can make fun of Him and do whatever they want to. Makes no difference to me. He's my Savior. He's my salvation. And that's my hope. Salvation is of, that means salvation is all of grace. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is not of works. It's not of works. Not at all. Salvation is not by the deeds of the law. We read in the book of Romans, by the deeds of the law shall, what's that word? No flesh be justified in God's sight. No flesh should be justified by the deeds of the law. Just, you know what the law says to you? Cursed. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Folks up Pike County, they put a little sign up in their yard, doing the 10, plant it in their yard, stick it on their business. All they're pronouncing is, I'm living under the curse of God. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. The law shall not have dominion over you, for you're no longer under the law, but under grace. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We've been set free, brethren. Christ has delivered us. He's our deliverer that delivers us from all our sin. Salvation is of the Lord. It's all of grace. For you know the grace. First time Brother Henry asked me to bring a gospel message, back 35, 36 years ago, I got a hold of this verse here in 2 Corinthians 8:9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. That was the first time I stood in the pulpit to try to preach the gospel of God. Still trying. It's amazing how the Lord uses such frail instruments, and He does so that He might get all the honor and the glory. And then, I love what Peter says, we believe through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved even as others. It's all of grace. You see, salvation is of, and then salvation is of the Lord. What does that mean? Salvation is of the Lord. I mean, it kind of has a lot of people probably say that, and like they say, praise the Lord. But really, what does it mean? What does it mean, salvation is of the Lord? Let's get a little bit, let's narrow it down a little bit more. Salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ. He accomplished salvation for us. He didn't come down here with an effort to try to finish the work that God gave him to do. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish everything God gave me to do. Over in Luke 2, it talks about his first recorded words where it said, remember the Lord said, I must be about my Father's business. He was always about the Father's business. And then his last recorded words there upon the cross, you remember what those words were? It's finished. Done. Don't bring anything. Don't add anything. Bow to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. Got to be a sacrifice for sin. There's no sin put away, no righteousness established, no salvation complete unless there's a sacrifice for sin. And that sacrifice for sin is the one that God determined in Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and with wicked hand have crucified and slain the Lord of glory. And then it says over in chapter 4, you preached on it recently, they only did what God determined before to be done. They did what they wanted to do in their wicked heart. But they did what God determined before to be done. But remember this, the wicked works that men did and the punishment that the Lord received at their hand did nothing to put away our sin. It's not what men did at the cross that's our hope. It's what God was doing at the cross. That's our hope. It pleased the Lord to bruise him in our stead. I know it pleased Pilate and the Romans and the Jews and the Gentiles to gather together against the Lord and against His Christ. But it pleased God to bruise Him. That's our hope. When He shall bear our sin in His own body on the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He said, I'm determined, the apostle, I'm determined not to know anything among you. Not to know anything among you. No other remedy for sin but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. His crucifixion was not a failure. It was an accomplishment. They spoke of the death that He should accomplish. And He did. When He had by Himself purged our sin, He sat down at the right hand of God. Brother Scott used to tell us all the time, when we preach the doing and dying. The doing and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. What He has done for us, not what we have done for Him. Christ also suffered once for our sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God. He's the captain of our salvation that brings us unto God. All those sons given to Christ. He said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise cast out. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. The bloody sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ absolutely necessary? Yes, no other way. That's why salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Peter put it this way, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Well, that's what came to me about 1:30 in the morning. And I got up early this morning, 5 o'clock or so, and jotted those things down. Now I have 8 more pages of notes, and I don't know what to do. I really don't. Let's go here. What do we mean when we say that salvation is of the Lord? What do we mean? We mean that salvation is by the power of God. We mean that salvation is by the power of God. Our Lord prayed this way, "Father, you've given me power over all flesh, that I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given to me." He has all power. It takes all power to save such a wretched sinner like me. If God's not almighty to save, "I that speak to thee in righteousness," He is almighty to save sinners. What do we mean when we say that salvation is of the Lord? We mean that salvation is by the power of God. "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not in word only, but also in power." Power. Oh, we heard the gospel. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. We heard the gospel. We have been so blessed. So blessed. I think where I came from, what I heard growing up, I grew up a long way from here. Out in the mountains of the West, grew up in false religion. Believed the lie that they told me that salvation depended upon me. Oftentimes when people ask me, "Where are you from?" I tell them, "I'm from Gooding, Idaho." "What are you doing in Kentucky? How'd you get here?" "Well, you got a few minutes? Salvation's of the Lord. That's how I got here. He sent me here to hear all things commanded of God. Without faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord of His own will. He begat us with the word of truth." We mean... Secondly, we mean that salvation is by the sovereign will of God. Not by the will of man. Not by the will of man. There's a preacher down the street from me, and I like him. He's a nice guy. And we talk once in a while. Ran into him one day at the Walmart, Chinatown I call it, but Walmart. You'll forgive me. But he knows, and he used to watch Brother Henry on TV. And he knows every time he bumps into me, and I bump into him, we're gonna talk about what thus saith the Lord. And he said, "You can't show me in the scripture where it says sovereign grace." I said, "You're wrong. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life." There it is. Grace reigned. That's sovereign grace. And that's the only kind of grace that there is sovereign grace. The grace of God alone. Thank God that God is sovereign in all things. Creation, providence, and most especially, He is sovereign in salvation. We mean that salvation is by the will of God, not the will of man. Not the will of man. He said, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." So then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. When Moses said, "Lord, show me your glory." Remember? "I'll be merciful to whom I will be merciful." Leads me to believe this. God's greatest glory, mercy, sovereign mercy, is my greatest need. I need mercy. I need the mercy of the Lord. You see, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. His mercy, He saved us. He saved us. But thirdly, we mean that salvation is by the grace of God alone, not by the deeds of our sinful flesh. What could we possibly bring? When God said all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, when God said there is none righteous, no, not one, what could we contribute to that which is absolutely holy? Nothing. We mean that salvation is by the grace of God alone and the sovereign grace of God alone. One of my favorite verses in Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by His grace. Don't leave out the rest of it. Through the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justified freely by His grace through the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fourthly, we mean the whole of the work whereby a lost, dead sinner, a rebel against God, a guilty son of Adam is justified, saved, and sanctified, and redeemed is of the Lord and of Him only. But of Him. I had one of those knockers come to my study one day, and he was a big preacher from over in town, and I don't know why he wanted to come over and pick on me, but maybe he read something I put in the paper or something, maybe he heard me on the radio, I don't know, but he wanted to come over and pick a fight and challenge me to a public debate. Let's debate. Let's run the hall and debate. I said, well, I'm not going to debate you. I'm going to preach the gospel. Well, I quoted this verse to him, and he just looked at me so puzzled, like he had never, ever read this verse before. But of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that would glory, let him glory in the Lord. And that's our hope. We glory in the Lord. God forbid I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that leads me to believe that salvation is not something we do for God or something we do for ourselves. Salvation is not something we do for God or something that we do for ourselves. Salvation is something that God must do. Now listen to this carefully. That God must do for us and in us. Now, He's done a work for us. He suffered once for our sins, the just for the unjust. But there's that regenerating work of God the Holy Spirit in the quickening power of God. You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. God must raise us up from the dead or we'll never believe the gospel of God. Matter of fact, that's the only people who believe the gospel. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. The Lord must do what we cannot do, put away our sin. And He must raise us from the dead. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. We have a good hope. We have an everlasting consolation and a good hope through grace. Through grace in Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega of all of our salvation. Christ is all. And in all. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in Him we are complete. 2 Timothy 1:9, you know this verse, one of my favorites. I love this verse. It's God who saved us. You read it last night. It's God who saved us. Wouldn't that take place? Don't ask me. Ask Him. From eternity, He chose a people in Christ. God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to His own purpose and grace. I love those two words. Purpose. God saves every sinner whom He saves on purpose. Grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. I love that, don't you? All the way through the Bible, the message is salvation of the Lord, is it not? All the way in the beginning. The woman's seed that would crush Satan's dominion. All the way through the Bible, the message is salvation's of the Lord. Call His name Jesus. Why? He's the Savior. He shall save His people from their sin. Did He get it done? Is anybody in hell for whom Christ died? Can't be. Because His atonement is effectual, definite, particular for His covenant people. Call His name what it is. Call Him what He is. Savior. God our Savior. He shall save His people from their sin. Moses declared salvation's completely of the Lord. Remember, they were up against it, weren't they? Pharaoh's army, ooh, man. Mountains on one side and on the other side. Water dead ahead. What are we going to do? Stand still and see the salvation is of the Lord. You don't need to fight. The Lord shall fight for you. And then Jonah declared as well, didn't he? Did he not? I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. You see, that's the message of Scripture. That's our message. That's our message. That's our message. Someone asked me this morning about preaching. I said, well, I've got the message. The Lord just give me the strength to deliver it. We got the message. The gospel is the power of God and the salvation. Never, ever, ever, you know this, these preachers know this, never, ever entertain the idea of compromise to get along. I'd rather die. I'd rather be burned than to compromise just to try to satisfy somebody, to try to remove the offense of the cross. What did our pastor teach us? When you remove the offense of the cross, you remove the power of the cross. I know the gospel's offensive to the natural man, but let's offend them. Let's tell the truth. Sin is sin. We're sinful. That's what I am. That God is God, holy, just, righteous. Salvation's in the Lord Jesus Christ. David declared salvation's of the Lord, did he not? The Lord is my light and my salvation. And then his last words. Do you remember the last words of David? 2 Samuel 23:5. Although my house be not so with God, He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and is sure. This is all my salvation and all my hope. And you know that last statement that in that verse is a little bit kind of hard to get your hands around. Although He make it not to grow. You know what that means to me? Never needs improvement. Doesn't change. The salvation of the Lord does not change. Does not change. I am the Lord, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Simeon declared, remember, waiting for the consolation of the Lord? Simeon declared it in the temple. He said, Lord, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to depart. According to thy word, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Now watch it. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is in a person. He is the Savior. Salvation is being vitally united to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ is salvation. Salvation is not in a pool. Salvation is not in a profession. Salvation is not in a persuasion. Salvation is in a person. In a person. The Lord Jesus Christ. I can make good on that. He that hath the Son hath life. And I love this scripture. The Lord used this particular scripture to teach me the gospel. There in Philippians 3 where Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faithfulness of the covenant mediator, the surety of the covenant, sacrifice of the covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'm going to skip all these pages because I was going to give you a 5-point outline on salvations of the Lord in its origination, its execution, its application, sustaining power, and ultimate perfection. We've all preached those outlines before. It's good preaching. It's good preaching. It's good preaching. Todd, you come up here and preach these 5 points for me, will you? I'll give you the rest of time. I'm going to quit. Salvations of the Lord in its ultimate perfection. It's all about His glory. The elect of God are predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. People say, well, I don't believe in predestination. If you're a believer, you better believe in biblical predestination. I tell you who the man is who believes in predestination. That we are God predestinated to people to be conformed to the image of Christ, and that's what it's all about. But those who believe in biblical predestination are those who are predestinated unto eternal life. That's who believes that. As many as were ordained to eternal life believe God. Who then can be saved? With man it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible. As sure as there is salvation in Christ, as sure as there is salvation in Christ. Now I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that because I believe the record of God. I believe the Word of God. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man come to the Father but by and through me. As sure as there is salvation in Christ, be sure of this. There's no salvation apart from Christ. There's no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Him. Look to Him. He said, I am God, beside me there is no other. I'm the only just God and Savior. Now, look. Look. Look to Him and be saved. The look of faith. Come to Christ and don't move a muscle in your heart. Look to Him. Looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured all the suffering, seated at the right hand of God. Now look to Him. That's why I can say, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. When is that? All the time. All the time. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for taking this wayward Mormon in years ago. And you welcomed me. Our dear pastor, just so generous and loving and kind to me and my dear wife, my family. And we thank God for His ministry. What a blessing. What a blessing Brother Mahan has been. There's not anybody in this crowd this morning that's not been influenced or affected by that man's ministry. We thank God for it. We thank God for it. All right, I'm done.